Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, get your engines started because it is another live worldwide transmission. We are going to be here for the next 3 hours, and we have joining us coming up in the second hour, always informative, Alfred Adask. 60 Minutes calls him a super patriot, a evil sovereign citizen type. I find him to be very articulate and informative. We haven't had him on probably in 6 months. We'll get an updated view from him on the status of the world and what's happening in his own battle with the globalist. So that is coming up. The Drudge Report is now helping to make a story national that we have really been trying to focus on. And no, I'm not just talking about the case of Brandon Robb, the Marine, held for a week for absolutely no reason, for his brother and sister and his own Facebook comments that were not calls to action or violent. And that whole saga, since then, we have fleshed out the fact that they are grabbing veterans all over the United States for their political speech and grabbing people off their back porches, cleaning their guns, you name it. They're using involuntary commitment to do that. And now Suzanne Posel story from InfoWars.com is on the number one website in the world, DrudgeReport.com. U.S. veterans forcibly sequestered in mental hospitals is indefinite detention. So very good news that is now out there. And it's also up at InfoWars.com. And we will certainly ask all of the listeners to get that out to everyone, because only exposure will be able to reveal what's happening. I've seen these actually driving around in Texas, but it's in the news more and more that not just on the border, but all over the United States, these giant wheeled armored trucks, different variants of them, painted black, are showing up with Homeland Security dressed up in these futuristic military outfits. Again, just another sign of the ongoing incremental martial law system that is unfolding. We're going to be going over some of that today. There are two different reports. It's in the Minneapolis Star Tribune, and it's on local television there, but we have two different reports by our reporters at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, Curtin M.O. and Paul Watson with different angles on this. Black Hawk helicopters over Minneapolis worry residents. Concerned observers call media police last night report choppers. Now, when they would do these urban drills in 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 2000, the media, even if you had footage of them blowing up a building they'd covertly leased, they would come on the news and say it doesn't exist. I have a news article hanging out there on the wall, a news clipping, with the Austin American Statesman saying that I was basically a conspiracy theorist and crazy, that I talked about black helicopters next to an article about the black helicopter raids, making people have heart attacks at a nursing home 300 feet away from the police station they blew up in Kingsville. And by the way, we have footage of it. They had MPs one time in San Antonio come over and say, give us your tape. And Mike Hansen wouldn't do it, so the MP pulled his Beretta 9mm out. I mean, it's all completely lawless that what they're doing, but it's to acclimate and condition everybody. We're going to be going over that. Homeland Security is expanding to sporting events. TSA now rolling out. They want to have the new American handshake. You know what that means. In your pants. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers.
We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com. Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com. The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest corn belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, it is Tuesday, the 28th day of, what month is it? I'm joking, of August 2012, and we are going to be here for the next 3 hours today. Well, before I plunge into all of the news here, it makes my head spin how fast the world is moving, how fast the years are moving. How fast the time is flying. And I know everyone marvels at this, but here we are right now spinning around on the surface of this globe. And it seems like yesterday was just the year 2001, and it's already nearing the end. Before we know it, we'll be into 2013. And you watch, we'll all still be here after December 21st, and the supposed end of the Mayan calendar. It's amazing how people put stock in such baloney, even if you believe in Mayan mysticism and astrology and astronomy. You have to understand that their own tablets and religious analysis simply said it's the end of an age. It's the end of an age in December of 2012. The end of an age, the lighting of a new hearth, a new fire will be set in the fireplace. And, of course, the hearth is the seat of the sun. So is the sun going to go dark and then light back up in some Luciferian exercise? I'm just waiting for the, quote, mainstream dinosaur media, and you better believe that they will do something like this, to come out and blame the entire alternative media for promoting 2012, when it's actually the mainstream media and popular culture that has been basically force-fed on the public. But I'm already digressing here. Thank you again for joining us on this Tuesday, 28th of August, 2012 edition. I am Alex Jones, your host, and I am simply someone that wants liberty and freedom in my time. I want my wonderful children to grow up in a free society and to enjoy some of the basic liberties that I had growing up that now, to a great extent, are on the ash heap of history. No one can deny that our culture is being converted from a free society to an authoritarian society. Every authoritarian, tyrannical, oppressive, centralized benchmark is being met and exceeded, and the establishment itself admits that they want to convert not only to a political tyranny, but a physical and economic tyranny by design. So the ruling class, the people that own the puppet presidents and prime ministers, are on record in the Royal Society of England, the United Nations, the Club of Rome, the Council on Foreign Relations, ad nauseum books published by German prime ministers and presidents and chancellors. Germany has a president and a chancellor. President and chancellor, European prime ministers, Asian prime ministers and presidents. It's all promoted in our face, knowing the general public does not read political white papers, does not read economics text, is not investigating it. And so the establishment can operate basically as they please, as if we are in a coma. I liken to the analogy to we are all basically in comas in our beds, and the people rocking the cradle are vampires. And imagine a society where conscious, focused, intelligent vampires can get away with whatever they want, however they want, with a sleeping population. And of course, I'm not saying they're literal vampires, but they might as well be, because it's the same effect. They have a disdain for the public. They also work as hard as they can to keep us in this mind-numbed position. And I am simply here to try to get people to understand that our society is sliding towards absolute, humiliating and saddening and denigrating of everything that is innocent and good. And I am trying my best to not just reach out to the general public, but to reach out to the substrata of the ruling intelligentsia of the planet to rediscover your humanity and wrest control of the levers from the alpha psychos, the alpha maggots that are currently in control of the ship that is humanity. I thought long and hard today about the points I wanted to make on this subject, and I always push it off because there's so much news in the first hour, and then by the time I get to later in the third hour, I am a bit more tired, and it's hard to be able to summon all the different points and datum that I want to bring forward, but there is a collective insanity in the ruling class. They are not in control of themselves. They're in control of almost everything else, or attempting to get control of everything, and will do anything to get the power. And the argument is, if they don't get it, someone else will get it. Many of these delusional people actually think they're guardians of humanity. When if you look at the fruits of what they've delivered and what they've deployed, it is absolute, stinking, reeking, ugly death. The fruits of the New World Order are abomination. Absolute, total, stinking ugliness. And I have a large vocabulary, but the only word that properly describes it is absolute reeking stench. The stench of hell itself. A spiritual stench that the soul can smell. And you ask, why do they do this? Why are they committed to evil? Because it is their essence. It is their nature. It's what they do. And they're not going to be argued with. They're not going to be convinced out of this. But there are many people who are delusional and who are slaves to this system, who have never gotten outside their compartmentalization and do not realize that there is a false reality being constructed and woven around them, an artificial environment, an artificial habitat that's a cross between one of the high-tech squares you see in a place like Times Square, and a gulag. And it seeks to destroy the very essence of creativity and the very essence of liberty and the very essence of everything good and wholesome. And it seeks to create instability and destruction and destabilization. All of the globalist policies being carried out in the Middle East to get the Shiites and the Sunnis killing each other. People say, oh, well, let the Arabs kill each other. That's how we'll dominate. We'll dominate? We don't dominate the Middle East. We pay with our money, with our blood, with our treasure, with our name, with our bad reputation. But we aren't getting any of the spoils of the Middle East, even if you wanted to be evil and feel like you were dominating something and taking something over. In fact, the globalists want to do to the Middle East and every other country and every other region and every other culture exactly what they're doing to us as well. I mean, you look at it, destroying the family by design on record, adulterating and poisoning the food, the water, the air by design in all their major white papers. I'm looking at one over there on the counter. Eco-science, written by the White House science czar. All of this is being done as a scorched earth policy to absolutely wreck society. So if you're an army officer listening and you're engaged in psyops, and you know you've got hundreds of people under you engaged in whisper campaigns and disinfo campaigns and false flags and all sorts of other events, you feel pretty powerful. You're seeing the power of your manipulation. But you yourself are in another compartment of a psyop itself. So you're living a delusion. You don't serve America. You serve the bankers, who themselves are eugenicists, who serve the devil himself. But I've already digressed. I will try to stay focused, write some notes during the break, because I wrote a bunch last night and then left them at home. And I want to get into the nature of the New World Order and really put a call out to everybody serving. Understand that you don't have a choice. You'll either be enslaved and destroyed by the globalists and used, or you'll fight back and join humanity.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another flashing chance at bliss, another kiss.
Desperately trying to get jobs that will actually put food on their family's table. The federal government is dissolving in many cities. The family unit itself is becoming a thing of the past. And And I was just thinking about a report yesterday that Paul Watson did that I need to cover, talking about here in Austin, Texas, but it's also in other areas of the country. The students are getting GPS tracker necklaces so the state can follow them around. They're being given mentors by the state that check in on them. They're called parole officers. And, of course, they're encouraged to also spy on their parents. It is just such an incredible conversion from a free society. And now they've bankrupted people so much and raised the property taxes so much that they're taking our property taxes all over the country and setting up pre-K training. You notice the more education you get, the more school days, the more hours, the more dumbed down our children become, because it's official policy to turn them into little politically correct addled fools that can obsess over their race all day but can't engage in reading, writing, or arithmetic. All of it by design. And the worse the school systems get, oh, it doesn't matter, the more government control is then offered as the solution. And it's not insane. The war on drugs, when they say it's a failure, no, it's not. They ship more drugs in. They put more people in prison to go to college to be criminals. And they put more money in the big mega banks. And criminals go out and rob your houses so that they have money to buy the drugs that are overpriced because the government keeps them illegal and controls the black market. I was seeing a statistic last night. I was watching News 8 Austin. And again, this is a story that affects everybody across the country. And they were talking about Austin being seventh in the nation for home invasions and robberies and property theft. And the police, of course, can't do anything to stop it, because this is known as a happy hunting ground by the illegal aliens. That's the predominant group, but a lot of others as well, because this is known where the liberals live. And I was looking last night on the Austin Police Department's own crime maps. And you can find them online, the crime hotspots. It's all the liberal areas. It's not even the ghettos and areas. They go into the areas that are known to be super ultra-liberal, that have the bike lanes taking over the streets and everything, and areas where if you're not a liberal, you're not welcome. And it's all the super trendy areas are a happy hunting ground of mugging and stealing and killing and carjacking. And the other areas, the areas where people are armed and where you have a more libertarian demographic, the crime rate is very low. Texas per capita has a very low crime rate compared to states like New York or Illinois or California. And you can look up those numbers for yourself. The Unified Crime Statistics are online, even at the Department of Justice. But it's just interesting to know, in a town where you've got the dingbat liberals, who aren't real liberals at all. They love torture. They love secret arrest. They love NDAA. They love world government. They love all these wars, as long as it's their guy doing it. It's Bill Clinton blowing up Serbia, bringing in Al-Qaeda to destabilize the country, and then attacking, saying that Serbia was persecuting people. They love it. If it's putting Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria to line up the Christians and blacks and blow their heads off, they love it. If it's corrupt and stinking, they like it. Because it's gang politics, where you just... hey, I'm going to support my party no matter what they do. And if Mitt Romney gets in, it'll be the same thing. Suddenly all these conservatives that are worried about gun control laws and open borders and corruption, suddenly when Mitt Romney's doing it, they're going to just sit down and shut up and go, well, he's our guy. And that's what I hate about the two-party system and the left-right paradigm. Because there are differences in the people that support Republicans and the people that support Democrats. I generally like Republicans more because they're pro-gun, anti-abortion, national sovereignty, at least on the surface. On the surface. But when you get down to policy, it's the same deal, because it's the globalists. It's not the parties. The parties are just management teams for Slavery Incorporated. Now, when we come back, I have a challenge to Republicans and conservatives, but to Democrats alike. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8 inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals. But the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com. Society, they decide what backdoor technology to build in for your cell phones, your dishwashers, your dryers, your computers, your thermostats. They decide what to backdoor engineer into the corn and soybeans and wheat and beets and hundreds of other staple vegetables that you eat. They decide what to add to your water under the name fluoride. They decide what to spray in your skies. They decide now 20 plus years ago to violate the Pentagon rule on not allowing troops to use depleted uranium in combat. And it's depleted uranium and the story of depleted uranium that is a key in my mind to explaining the whole world to people and how it works. Because within that microcosm, you can expand out to the macro. And I've got a challenge here in just a moment for everybody. But the establishment knows how to condition us. They know the tricks that work best. They know how to divide and conquer. They know how to distract us. But if you, get on the air and talk about just the news that's happening that day, it's interesting. It's informative, but only to a certain level, because if there's not the backdrop around it of understanding the philosophy of the people that run this globe, nothing is ever going to make sense in context. And we have no hope of ever changing the disastrous, nightmare, hell-bound course that humanity and the elite themselves are hurtling towards. Now, the story of DU, there are Army reports from 1947. We've had the guy that literally wrote the book, Dr. Doug Rocky, on about this many times, the whole history of DU. But by the late 40s, they had Lawrence Livermore Laboratories and others putting out reports saying, we can use DU in munitions. It is the incredible battlefield weapon. It'll cut through all the armor of the enemy, even troops with small arms. Can use it. It's the answer in Europe to the Soviets' superiority of armor, but it ignites in the barrel, even if you jacket it in steel. And when it leaves the barrel of either a tank or a small arm, it ignites, and you get residue that's highly radioactive and poisonous. And in lab studies, is killing the rats and creating kidney failure, lung cancer, adrenal failure, you name it. We cannot use it. And you can pull these reports up. We've had Dr. Rocky on going down, through them. Now, this is how this works. Then I'll get into the news and the challenge. So they bought masses of this from the spent fuel rods from nuclear reactors, and they stockpiled it so there'd be a market for it, so that the insiders could make money and control the economy. Because for them, making money is about dominating the economy. They use taxes against their competition to shut them down. They exempt themselves. It's all about consolidation. It's all about monopolies. But things changed in the ruling class. You see, first they said, we'll just stockpile it in case there's ever a war with the Russians, who the globalists were funding at the same time, to create the enemy, create the crisis, so they have a pretext to build up a police state and a surveillance grid and spy satellites and all of this stuff so it could really be used against the people domestically. That's why the globalists created a bipolar or multipolar world, or the illusion of it, so that they could play the two off against each other geopolitically when the final equation, they were arms of the same system. But finishing up with the DU point, because you see, normally when I'm covering just the regular news of the day, I'm not really even thinking about that news. I'm thinking about things like this, the big picture. And so the ruling class in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, who were more than willing to shoot little kids up all over the world with live syphilis, or shoot them up with live cancer viruses, or shoot them up with tuberculosis, chemical weapons, biological weapons, killing our troops, horrible testing on prisoners. More than happy to do that. Still, there was enough culture in the military that you couldn't get the military scientists and weapons developers to sign off and agree to have the troops use something like DU in general that would debilitate all the troops that came in contact with it. It was one thing with a mad scientist who'd been selectively psychologically profiled to say, we're going to take foster children in case America gets attacked by, in a nuclear war. We've got to know what happens with children and radiation, so we're going to radiate thousands of them. We're going to kill them. The end justifies the means. The few don't matter. The many matter. That collectivist idea. But that was really just a test. They could test it on mammals and know what it would do. It was really just a test to build cadres of men that would do whatever they were told, including grabbing kids out of schoolyards, little kids, and doing horrible experiments, brain surgeries, you name it, on them, and turning them into Manchurian candidates. That was declassified in the 80s. Tens of thousands of U.S. children were taken. Many of them, it turned out, from prominent families, because they would want healthy, good-looking children, and would be turned into completely new people, completely programmed. Dr. Ewing Cameron and others did that. And this is all admitted, if you want to look it up. Write these names down. So this evil was festering. Really, it was being done by the ruling class because they liked kidnapping little kids. Really, it was being done because they liked frying children. And the programs would usually come to an end. You know, after radiating 4,000-plus children in the U.S., people got upset. They said, we thought you were only going to kill so many. Well, you're just killing kids for fun. So those programs got shut down. So they went overseas to do the programs. They got Israel to radiate 110,000 of their own kids in the ringworm children study, killing many of them. And I've got all this news, and I've got my challenge here for you. And I know a lot of you don't want to hear this. So this is scary stuff. No, what's scary is knowing this and not doing something about it. Not realizing, hey, this government isn't our government. And if it takes us where it wants to go, it's going to do everything it's done behind closed doors and an underground basis on a mass scale. Because I talked about Trinity and Beyond yesterday, the documentary from the 90s where it showed the nuclear testing history and showed our so-called government trying to ignite the atmosphere with hydrogen bombs and trying to blow holes in the atmosphere. And there are studies out there showing that that's when the bigger ozone holes actually formed, was them detonating. Our government, nobody else did this, detonated hundreds of weapons in the atmosphere, the upper atmosphere, to see if they could destroy the Earth's atmosphere. Again, these are pit demons. You know, the best movie analogy would be The Fifth Element, where that evil, you know, asteroid's coming in, and it's controlling the weapon salesman on Earth psychically, Zor, whatever his name is, Zorg. And they're like, well, what does it want? It just wants to kill everybody. Well, what's it going to do? It's gonna kill the Earth. It wants to kill. I mean, it's basically, these people might as well be Zorg or Zworg. I mean, that's art imitating life. That's what they're like. They get off on it. The more evil, the blacker, the more destructive. They're like moths to a satanic flame. And we've got to stop. Coming up. The point is that we're beyond Caligula marrying his horse or Nero dressing up like a werewolf in ancient Rome and murdering children at public banquets for his own enjoyment. I won't go into how he murdered him. It's pretty graphic if you go look it up. The point is that we're beyond that. Now crazy people like that have antimatter weapons. And the Air Force admitted in the San Francisco Chronicle about 10 years ago that they have antimatter weapons. They just wanted to menace everyone with them, and then the story got shut down. But they do have antimatter weapons. They are messing with strangelets, black holes. They are creating these. The end of the world isn't coming December 21st. I'll guarantee you that. But it could be the end of the world any time with these crazies. Now, imagine a military which wouldn't let the troops use DU and wouldn't even allow it to be fired from aircraft at enemies until 1990. And they let them use it. And first it was in the Vulcan gun and the A-10 War Dogs, and it was in the Bradley fighting vehicles and in the Sabos, fired out of the Bradleys, and the Abrams A1, M1, I forget all the technical specifications. The point is that then they just made a decision. They just said, serve it out in 50 cal, every other caliber. Have the troops move right into bases that have been bombed. It shows that mindset where they say, oh, we'll just deploy it in case the Russians pour into Europe. It was deployed by the 50s over in Europe. But just sitting there in an emergency, if infantry's overrun, then you get this out. But by the way, you wear a gas mask and you decontaminate yourself and you still may die. You understand you're part of units that have volunteered to stay behind here in Germany if the Russians overrun. Special forces. Yes, we understand. This is deadly and it's basically we're going to be, you know, dying young if we use this. We volunteer. Till 1990, they just say, have them all use it. To now, they've got it at not just proving grounds, hundreds of them in the U.S. alone, Hawaii, places like Puerto Rico. I mean, they use it like a half mile from neighborhoods, and people complain and get arrested and stuff. This is the madness of these people. I mean, we have a ruling class that tried to blow up the atmosphere and set the atmosphere on fire. And they admit they did. I mean, and it's on TV, and it's funny. And now they're trying to do it there at the Hadron Collider. And you've got all of this going on, and they've got the troops using DU, and then they want me to salute the troops when I see them at a football game, or they want me to get a. And it's all tyrants that have attached the mantle of what our republic was, and it was never perfect, but it was better than others. At least the ideals were good. What we were striving for was good. They've now attached all their evil with this. So it's an example of how they use a crisis to deploy something and then, of course, later start using it. And it's the perfect weapon. The globalists made the decision because it kills the enemy on both sides. They want to kill you as a veteran. And I told you this over a decade ago. Now it's declassified. The whole Homeland Security system, the big armored vehicles, the checkpoints, the SWAT teams, the CERT teams, the intelligence units, they're not watching Al-Qaeda. In fact, they're ordered not to. They're watching you. Because the reason they're not allowed to watch Al-Qaeda is because Al-Qaeda is CIA, MI6, and Mossad, and Saudi intelligence. It is. In triplicate, an absolute, undisputed fact. And so here's my challenge to all of you in the military and to the police and all of you. This stuff's out in the open. That's how God works. This stuff's all out in the open. People like me are here so you get to hear what's really going on. I lay out the facts. You get to make decisions and decide like Nineveh whether you're going to repent or not. And by repenting, that doesn't mean just going to the church and giving a little glitter bug some money. That doesn't mean going to one of these 501c3s and hearing how you worship the corrupt government. No. Repenting means asking God, and if you don't believe in God, whatever, meditating on it, saying, hey, I know we're in trouble as a culture. God, please guide me in what I should do to resist this. And if you won't do that, then you've made a decision. Because all of you know deep down we're in trouble. You know evil's taken over, and it's really getting ready to run wild. See, everybody thinks stuff's crazy right now. This is only the preparation. This is like an army lining up on our border. Or a SWAT team stacking up outside your house. Everything you've seen is just the enemy stacking up about to come in. And when the hammer drops, and the crises expand, it's going to be harder to shape the battlefield. We need to shape the spectrum of debate now and inject as much truth as we can, like the world is about to go into a crisis and we're not going to be able to communicate as easy. We need to inject truth 24/7 right now. So here's my challenge. I want you to look up the call letters. I want you to look up your local affiliates, TV, radio, print. I want you to go to Infowars.com, but it's all over. London Telegraph, LA Times, BBC, Associated Press, New York Times. And I want you to go down and see the program directors of the TV and radio. Or if you know them at your church or your gym or wherever. And I want you to tell them, listen, our whole society is being overthrown. Our liberties are being taken. The TSA is abusing our children because we're told Al-Qaeda is going to attack us while it's in the news that Al-Qaeda is being funded and trained by the CIA and MI6, and it's admitted that they started the civil war and started the attack And it is a war crime what's happening. They're taking families and saying, we're going to kill your kids if you don't drive this truck full of explosives into that police station. Folks, this evil's gone on for a while, but the fact that it can be out in the open, the fact that this is going on, the challenge is it's time to recognize this for what it is. I mean, I've got the articles right here now where it's totally admitted that the whole thing in Syria and Libya was started by our criminal government and NATO, and they plan to do it all over the Middle East to put jihadis in and let Saudi Arabia take over the entire Middle East. And it's just too rich. It's too much for me to see TSA on the streets and regular army and giant black Homeland Security vehicles driving around and paramilitary police bugging their eyes out at you if you photo or videotape them, acting like you're a terrorist in this whole dress-up play-along thing, which is really a martial law takeover system to start purges against the American people. And they said it was for Al-Qaeda when their own documents say it's for us. Our government isn't our government. It runs Al-Qaeda. It runs everything.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powders, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
To quantify my challenge, it's really this. Wake up to the fact that our government is not our government. It is illegitimate, and it is beyond criminal. And it's becoming more criminal by the day. And it's a lot bigger than Barack Obama. We sent the guys out last night to do a review of the new 2016, Obama 2016 And it's basically a neocon film. And whereas I'm not a fan of Obama, it basically says he's a secret Muslim who wants to hand everything over to Al-Qaeda. And in a way, that's true, but not in the way they're saying. Al-Qaeda is publicly run by the banksters that use it everywhere to take over and destabilize countries. Want to fight the Russians? Use them. Want to go after the Serbs? Use them. Want to take down Gaddafi? Use them. Want to take down these countries? Use them. And then they get on the news and act all moral. Assad, out of the blue, has the military shooting demonstrators. It was on the news overseas that they were blowing up government buildings. Our media called them peaceful protesters. They had aircraft and tanks in Libya the first few months, and they were calling them peaceful protesters. That's how dumb they think you are, and it's incredibly immoral. Just like it's immoral to have the troops on television, BBC, Fox News, you name it. When the troops started talking, going, hey, we grow the opium. And so because it was kept secret and they were talking, it was like, ooh, wow, the troops say they're growing opium. Well, that's illegal. But by just coming out, you got to hand it to them, they're slick and going, yeah, we grow the opium. It's how we fight Al-Qaeda. And if we catch you with it, you're going to jail, but we're going to ship it into America. It's like, okay, we grow the opium, but you'll go to jail if you use it. So that's what I mean. They're just, yeah, the DU kills our troops. Big deal. Yeah, we're taking their pension funds and death benefits when they die. Big deal. Yeah, we're running Al-Qaeda. Big deal. It's just big deal. Well, my challenge is, it is a big deal. Because if they can get away with saying torture is good and torture of children is good in front of their parents and secret arrest is good and the NSA spying on us without warrants is good and forcibly inoculating children all over the country is good without parental consent. No, man, this is a criminal government assaulting us. And the challenge is start with something like Al-Qaeda. I mean, here are some of the articles today. New York Times scrubs a mention of CIA arming Syrian rebels who they go on to admit are dominated by Al-Qaeda and who are blowing up churches. And then people go, well, you know, we got to get the Arabs killing each other. We, nothing. We're not running any of this. Stop playing like you're a CIA black op commander. I mean, even if you are a CIA black op commander, you're drinking fluoride, you're taking vaccines, you have no future, you're planning to be removed. Any of you that serve this evil system, you are idiots. Just because you can grasp the end justifies the means in some Machiavellian way doesn't mean you're a rocket scientist. It means you're a fool. And I liken it again to the Ring of Mordor. You cannot use evil for good. You cannot do it. It will always revert to evil. You may get some big result up front, but you will get far more evil out of it. And it goes on. To break down, it's all over the British foreign press. It's admitted there's U.S. troops on the ground. They've been shipping weapons in out of Turkey, out of Jordan, to shoot down aircraft, blow things up. This has been going on for 8 months, and our media is like that dirty Assad. And they're going to put Al-Qaeda in to kill the Christians, and they think you're so stupid when they're killing the Christians if they take over in a year or so. He'll be on the news. That dirty Al-Qaeda is killing Christians in Syria. Yeah, we got to have a convicted pedophile abuse you and your children at the airport because Al-Qaeda. It's all a giant hoax. The TSA, all of it.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.